Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasury reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, Upshur Marion County CSCD financial statements and supplementary information, schedule of Upshur County court-appointed attorney's fees, pages out of road and bridge bid from Bryan and Bryan Asphalt, Trinity Asphalt, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move record stated item.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to record the stated items. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item four is discuss and take action to reappoint Larry Morse as the Upshur County representative to the board of the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority.
I'll move to report, Mr. Morris.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to reappoint Mr. Morse as the board of director member from Upshur County for the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. It's a mouthful. Item five is discuss and take action to approve payment of the Rock Building County document shredding from non-departmental contracted services.
Move to approve payment of the Rock Building shredding for documents from non-departmental contracted services.
Second.
It's going to be roughly $2,445. We got rid of 6 tons worth of paper yesterday.
Amen.
And I'd like to thank Mr. Bird, Karen, and Judge Maines for having somebody there to do that, and also community service. We did that 12,000 pounds in about 6 hours, or 3 hours, probably.
Able to job. Good deal.
Thank you. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to pay for the shredding of non-departmental contracted services. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to approve the agreement with ETEX for increased bandwidth at the Rock Building. Estelle, you want to explain it to the court?
Yes, we've added some additional people over at the Rock Building. We've got quite a few people over there, and each of our remote sites is on 20 meg. And you know, that works great, but when you've got three people in Gladewater or whatever, we've got at least eight full-time people over at the Rock Building. And then we also have like Agnes and other people that come in that need to use the bandwidth. So it's just very slow right now.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the increase in bandwidth at the Rock Building. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
One of them has her hand up.
Judge Maines?
Is that going to cost anything extra?
Yes.
Can that come out of the JT technology so it won't cost the county anything?
How much more is it, Estella?
It's an additional $200 a month. And it'll go from 20 to 50. I mean, 20 meg to 50 meg.
20.
Can we talk to the auditor?
We can talk to the auditor about it.
And see, because then that money will come out of the county.
It's 600 right now.
Just offering.
Thank you.
Oh, it's going to.
Yeah.
What a free bring you are.
Great, you can pay the whole thing.
It's there.
We'll talk to her.
And we use most of it, so.
If you think about it, you ask her.
Okay. You can do that. But, I mean, we're the ones that's there the most of the time. So I do not mind it coming out of that technology because it is technology.
Okay.
Awesome.
Good deal. Item seven is discuss and take action to approve the Amazing Grants Incorporated assignability clause in the professional management agreement in regards to TEX CD BG 7216469. Mary Kay?
Want me to talk?
Yeah, if you'd like to.
Good morning, Commissioners and Judge. I am going to work for another firm called Grant Works. It's the largest firm in the state, and assets from my firm that are the CDBG grants, I'm asking to transfer over there. This is the project for Pritchett Water Well Now, we just happen to be at the end of this project. We're waiting for TCEQ to approve the water quality to go ahead and close that grant, but I'll be closing it in the next month or two. You really won't notice any difference, because I am going to be more into the, going to meetings anyway, so it's pretty much, we're through with that project. The disaster project, we should close in the next month. I'm keeping that. If in June we find out the Union Grove STEP project for first-time water was funded, I would be keeping that, because all the STEP projects will still be under amazing grants. So this is just the ones that are TXCDBG, which is Pritchett Well.
I thought Union Grove had been denied.
Yes, but if there is any deobligated money, I received a call from the state, they're going to try to fund it. It was number four out of projects. They thought they were going to fund four. They even sent me a performance statement that is the contract between the state and TDA to make sure it was correct. I assume we were funded, and then they didn't have the money. Okay. So they're trying to find it, and like I say, it will be June. Hopefully they will find it for them, but if they do, that'll be my project.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to move. We've had some discussion with some other grant providers that we table this.
Okay.
I'll say. It'll just remind you that he is.
Okay. I agree with Mike. I think we need table.
Okay.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gross, is that we table this. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's tabled.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Thank you.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, second by Commissioner Spencer to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.